Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, August 6th. Welcome back to our series on the origin stories of some of America's oldest companies. Today, the story of a renowned book publisher, Simon & Schuster. As you'll hear, the news when we aired this episode in March was that the company, to many a cultural institution, was up for sale, and by the way, it still is. But recently, Simon & Schuster made more news. The century-old company hired its first black female publisher, Dana Kennedy. For the last 3 years, Kennedy was the administrator of the Pulitzer Prizes. For 20 years before that, Kennedy covered race, class, politics, and business as a reporter and senior editor at the New York Times. In 2001, she was a member of a team of Times journalists who won a Pulitzer Prize for a series called How Race is Lived in America. Kennedy started her new job as senior vice president and publisher of Simon & Schuster's namesake imprint on July 27th. Now, let's listen back to how this famous company got its start. Hey, readers, want to buy a book publisher? Simon & Schuster, the illustrious publishing house founded in 1924, is up for sale. Its parent company, ViacomCBS, no longer wants it. But as we'll see, plenty of other companies just might. If you happen to have about $1.2 billion, the rumored price tag, well, get in line and be ready to fight off Amazon. Dick Simon and Max Schuster founded the company almost 100 years ago. The partners' first product was hardly a literary masterpiece. It was a book of crossword puzzles, and according to Simon & Schuster's corporate historian, it was a runaway bestseller. Today, that historian writes that Simon & Schuster, or S&S, is a multi-division powerhouse that sells about 2,000 titles annually. And its fare has become far more sophisticated than its humble crossword puzzle beginnings. Over the decades, S&S imprints and authors have won 57 Pulitzer Prizes and innumerable other literary awards, including several Caldecott Medals, one of the highest honors given to children's books. The company is one of the so-called Big Five traditional publishing houses that control the industry. The others are Penguin Random House, HarperCollins, Macmillan, and Hachette Book Group. Simon & Schuster has published scads of famous, even legendary authors, including Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. Also political figures from both sides of the aisle, including Jimmy Carter, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. And contemporary authors like Bob Woodward, Stephen King, Annie Proulx, and Judy Blume. All told, the company takes in close to $900 million a year. But all that's neither here nor there for Bob Bakish, the chief executive of ViacomCBS. Through a series of mergers and acquisitions, S&S has been owned by Viacom, or CBS, since 1994, according to the Wall Street Journal. Late last year, Viacom and CBS merged. Now, that multi-billion-dollar conglomerate is slimming down. It wants to cut $750 million in operating expenses, according to the New York Times. Late last year, Viacom and CBS merged. Now, that multi-billion-dollar conglomerate is slimming down. It wants to cut $750 million in operating expenses, according to the New York Times. Bakish told investors recently that Simon & Schuster isn't what he called a core asset. In the future, he said, his company will focus on streaming video and sports. Traditional book publishers like Simon & Schuster face considerable competition. The Big Five publishing houses scrap with each other for readers, but they are also in a fight for time and attention with innumerable other forms of media, from TV and streaming video to social media. And trade publishers like S&S also face a growing threat from Amazon, which since 2009 has been a publisher, not just the world's largest book retailer. Today, it has 16 imprints that publish everything from thrillers to romance novels. It signs top-selling authors like Dean Koontz and Patricia Cornwell, taking them and their millions of sales away from the traditional publishers. In 2017, Amazon published more than 1,200 titles, according to the Wall Street Journal. If those numbers have grown in the last 3 years, Amazon could well already rival Simon & Schuster for the sheer volume of new works it's producing. What makes Amazon as a publisher such a tough competitor, of course, is its status not just as a publisher, but also as a bookseller. Moreover, it has a number of marketing weapons that traditional publishers don't, like the ability to easily promote low-priced ebooks to millions of Amazon Prime members and Kindle owners, the Wall Street Journal reports. That, along with oodles of cash to lure away big-name authors. So, how are those O-line publishers competing? Publishing has been all about consolidation over the last decade, according to the Journal. For instance, Penguin and Random House merged in 2013. 5 years later, it was a powerhouse selling $3.5 billion worth of books every year, according to the New Republic. Another of the Big Five, Hachette Book Group, bought Perseus Books, and Wall Street Journal's parent News Corp, which already owned giant HarperCollins, purchased romance publisher Harlequin in 2014. Now it appears that there are several buyers interested in acquiring Simon & Schuster, including HarperCollins, Hachette, and yes, Amazon. No matter which of these publishers purchases S&S, a sale will represent even greater industry consolidation, reducing the number of publishing titans that control which writers and what kinds of content make it to our bookshelves. For writers, readers, and 1,400 S&S employees, the question of who will snatch up Simon & Schuster will be a page-turner. Sorry, couldn't resist. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louis, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.